Hello and welcome to An Intentional Life with me, Crystal. So I have been so excited just to bring this podcast back. Well, starting this new one out. I guess I would start with a little intro to me. So if you're new around here, I am 25. I'm a single mom. I have the most two beautiful little boys, Gabe and Raffi. And I am now a Reiki practitioner and a women's empowerment coach. So I guess my idea or like main intention with this podcast is literally to be able to inspire other people to live a really intentional life. And what I mean by that is I think so much of who or like how we perceive our world is dictated by who we are and what we believe and what our beliefs and values and ideas about the world are. And I know it can be so easy to fall into that state of feeling like you're just living in autopilot and not really going for the life that you know that you feel and desire more into. So I guess a little bit of background to me. I had become a mum at 21 and then again at 23. Around that point, I was like just starting out into personal development. I was doing network marketing at the time, and that led me into that world of things. I was then also working in as a youth therapeutic support residential worker. So basically that's working with kids that are in government housing majority of the kids I was working with had mild intellectual disabilities, but we ended up learning a bit about trauma-informed care, and that kind of really got me on track to really being interested in trauma and how it affects our mind and our brain and the psychology behind all of it. So that got me really fascinated into that. And then obviously coming into having kids, I think when I'd probably had one of my first spiritual awakenings, if you want to call it that. And for me, I think in wanting to be the best mum that I can, I really wanted to look at my childhood and be able to improve the things, I guess, that I would have preferred in my own childhood. And just go back to like that childlike self and really think about what it was and what was important for me and how I wanted, our kids to be brought up. And so I think, only from my perspective of how I saw it, I really just wanted to be as conscious and aware that I possibly could, because I wanted them to be able to come back to like trusting within themselves and owning their authenticity and just like already cultivating that, rather than having to get to like 25 or 30 and then you know, trying to unlayer themselves back, which I know essentially they will end up doing anyways. But I felt that, you know, if I could give them the tools and practices and things to help them become more in tune with themselves and connect back to their bodies, like that is obviously like, to me, one of the biggest things that I could ever give my kids, because it's going to be able to help set them up in a way that will hopefully be really like impactful for them later in life, I think. Obviously no one really knows what they're doing with parenting. There's no manual. So hopefully, you know, there's going to be things I get wrong. But I think that, in leading with that intention of like trying to be the best mum that I can be, working on myself first and really solidifying that for myself is really powerful for me, I think, because then I know that by doing that and working on myself, I can then be a better mum for them. I feel like that is just in short on my like motherhood side of things. But I, in the last like 5-6 years, have gone through lots of identity crisis of being like, who am I? What do I want? Going through like a relationship breakdown, like 8 months ago almost. which was like over a longer period of time actually overall, but it has really, I think, just grown me as a person, and I still have the utmost respect for the boy's dad. But I feel like, you know, just people grow in different ways. And I think about when I was 19, like I didn't know what I wanted in a relationship and what I wanted in a partner. And I think it's okay for people to grow and change. And like, I would hope that, you know, in another 5 years, I'm completely different to who I am now. And I think if you can be open-minded to it, and the only reason like we feel like that shame or like worry in not fitting to society's ideals is like because of what has been created with like this non like this timeline basically that has just been created for us to portray to and go by. But realistically, it's all a whole just like a lot of things that are made up to make us feel like we're not at a certain point. And I think, you know, turning 25 was really pivotal for me because I feel like it's that age where like when you're 16 or you're 18, you think, oh my god, by 25 like I'm gonna have this and that. And like I think being engaged prior to 25 and having kids and having a family and all the things, I was like, I feel like I almost have like all the things that you're supposed to tick off, but I was not happy whatsoever. I felt like I wasn't like, I felt so disconnected, and just remember so many times just being like, what, like, who am I? What is my life? And just feeling like I was settling in something as well, just for the sake of like what looked great to everybody else. So yeah, I think, you know, I have an outlook and a perspective on life, I think, where all the experiences that I have or have come across, like I am able to take the silver lining out of all of them and just look at it from all different perspectives and be open-minded to that, you know, things won't always work out, but it's usually just a redirection onto something better. And we're always going to be growing and evolving anyways. And I think like so important to like know that, but also so important to know that you don't have to constantly be on and be like, is this like so over analytical all the time to feel like you're on this like growth journey, but not actually then being present and living in the moment, because it just defeats the whole purpose of all of it. But yeah, I guess like with my Reiki and coaching, prior to that, so I started doing my Cert 3 and 4 in fitness when I'd had Gabe, because I wanted to teach dance fitness classes. So I now work as a gym instructor. And just ended up doing my swim teaching course as well, because I was like, I need to open up other options. But yeah, so that has kind of been in that, and that's been really exciting to find, to be able to connect with people more one-to-one as well. I know that in a job, I love communicating and talking to people. I was in hospitality for ages as well. And I think, yeah, what got me into the coaching side of things was I feel for me, I know that there's been positions in my life where I've just felt stuck and like I was alone, and that I just felt isolated in those situations, I guess. But I know that the things that have always pulled me out of that is like doing that inner work, looking at my perspective and my perception of the world. And when you're doing that inner work, or like just like actually physically giving love back to yourself, you know, you kind of then have the perspective of like that things are just going to work out for you in the way that they need to, even though you might not understand or it doesn't make sense at the time. Because I look back at like the last 4 or 5 years and there were so many points I was just like, why the fuck is this happening? But now like I feel so in alignment with myself, and like there's definitely days where, you know, everyone will have shit days and it's so normal, like life will ebb and flow. But yeah, so with my coaching course that I did, I went into it because for so long I think I was really about that inspiring and empower people to be able to step into a space where they feel like that self-belief and confidence to be able to live a life that feels really good for them, or like feels really on par for them. So for me, going into the coaching course at the time, I had like screenshotted it like 18 months ago because I did it through the beautiful You Coaching Academy. And at the timing, I I think it was before or like while I was pregnant with Raf, I remember looking at it and being like, oh my God, I want to do this one day, but was still like, just had it in the back of my mind at the time. And yeah, then I think it was May 2022 when I decided that I was going to start doing the course. And I went into it really open-minded because for so long, like, I think going through, like, becoming a new mum, just, like, finding out about matrescence and identity and all those sorts of things, like, I was so interested in that for so long, because I think I was just trying to find, like, these pieces of myself that, or, like, give it reasoning as to why I felt so lost and, like, just didn't know who I was. But I think that was ultimately as well just feeling in a situation that I didn't have control of. So with doing the coaching course, I went into it and I was really open-minded and I was like, I don't know exactly what I'm going to come out with on the end of it in terms of like what, you know, coaching I might do or where it's going to take me, but I really just wanted to focus on it being about growth for myself as well, and that whatever would come out of it at the end would be so and do so. So I finished that 6 months later, and then I guess coming into August in 2022 was when me and the boy's dad ended up splitting ways, and that was interesting within itself because like the identity shift you have after, or just like realizing and trying to figure out who you are as a person when for like the last 5 or 6 years of your life you've been in a relationship with someone else, and like you kind of, I feel like, end up molding your ideas and views and things. And especially when you weren't really confident in yourself and who you were as a person beforehand, it's really easy to take on like other people's perceptions and ideas and what you should and shouldn't do. So I think for me, like now I'm in this space of being like, and I had a realization the other day when I was at a breathwork event where it was just like, I feel like I've just stripped back so many layers, and I'm like, I'm so excited because I feel like I get to create the version of me, or like go back to the version of me that is just so empowered within herself and like loving myself enough to know that if I put that work into myself, like my cup is full and it overflows onto everything else within my life. And yeah, so I think, you know, I've always been a person who is happy to try new and different things and be open-minded to things, and if I know that I'm going to try something and later on it might not work, I feel like that's fine as well. But yeah, I guess in terms of where I see the podcast going is I want you to always be able to take actionable steps away, I guess, or just like I want you to leave feeling inspired and open to change and growing and giving you the tools that you can then implement into your own life as well. So I think like even if you did one thing today, like have a little look and a little audit of your life, take into account what feels really good and like what feels not as good. And with that, then be like, okay, well, how, like what aspects can you start working on that can then improve these other sort of things within your life? But I also wanted to like go by, and this was just something that I was like, cool, I'm gonna do this, but for me, like three of the biggest things that I'm living by right now, and so one is taking the time to actually get back into your body. So for this, like I want you to start paying attention to things within your life and whether they are like a full body yes, and taking time to see what that feels like, whether it's a yes or a no, and whether it's going to bring you joy or whether you feel like it's bringing you like stress and anxiety and all these other things, that are aligned with that. That's not the words I'm saying. Disregard that. But yeah, so like leaning into joy more, that is really powerful for me at the moment, and feeling like into what actually really feels good and like following and chasing those things. Because I know that when I'm like lit up, then that's when I feel more inspired and more passionate about life, and I really am enjoying and like leaning into all that. So that is like one of my things that I'm also living by at the moment. Another thing is like integrity. Integrity has played a massive part for me, like just that whole word, I think, in over the last like say 10 to 12 months even. And I think if you don't have integrity in like your words and your actions, like it is evident to so many people. And for me, I think being able to watch and lead into like people's actions and how they respond and like believing their actions over their words is so, so powerful in itself. And like, I know, you know, there's so many times I call myself back in on that and I'm like, okay, I've said this thing, but like I'm actually doing the complete opposite and like out of alignment with my like values or my beliefs. And like, that's where I get frustrated even with myself. So I think, you know, if you are showing up in an integral way, it is really, really important. And I think it just goes to show like and solidifies who you are as a person when you have that integrity. So that is massive for me at the moment. Another thing as well is I want you to kind of, I think like one thing, for another thing for me that I'm really playing by at the moment is that a lot of the time when there's things or basically when there's things that you want to happen within your life, that a lot of the things that are stopping you from doing that is actually you basically like cog blocking yourself from it. And it's usually not about other people, other things. It's usually more so yourself and your own beliefs and limiting beliefs holding you back. And so I think, you know, the whole, like, this is basically around what this whole aim and idea of this podcast is centered around as well, is that when you're going within and like actually working on yourself and your confidence and your self-belief and unlayering all the different parts to you and working on your self-worth, like you can ultimately shift your entire life. And I think the belief in your own capability literally then like puts you in a place to be able to live a life that like actually turns you on and feels really fucking good for you and feels really empowering and really exciting. And you have that ability to back yourself more to be like, you know what? I don't know what the full blown outcome of this will be, but I'm going to do it anyways because it feels really good. So yeah, I think that if there is anything that like comes to mind when you think of something that you've been stopping yourself from, have a little like look at it, write it down and think about what are the things that might be holding you back. Because so many of the times we can like overcomplicate things and everything feels so like scattered and cluttered. And if we can come back to like simplifying things in general and be like, what's the actual thing that's stopping me from that right now? And like working at those things to be able to move forward and then actually take action. And taking action is so huge, because, you know, we can have all these ideas and dreams and beliefs and blah, 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 and all the rest. But if you're not actually putting in action, like nothing's going to fucking happen. Like, it's all great and well to be like, oh, thinking about like going to the gym or your fitness journey or like a business idea or just like even working on yourself or whatever it is. Like it could literally be water, and it's like drinking water is a great idea, but if you're not actually doing it and taking action, it's actually not going to matter. Like the thoughts don't matter necessarily. So ask yourself, where can you actually put in action within your life right now that will get you to that next step of where you want to be or like get you closer, even if it's 1% closer? Like what does that look like for you? So yeah, that is me in like a small nutshell kind of. I'm going to be having more podcast episodes eventually coming up soon. They're going to be about heaps of different things. If you have any ideas that you want to end up listening to or anything that you're interested definitely within, in terms of working with me at the minute, I am doing my one-to-one coaching, and just about to put it out of offer, which is going to be over a 3-month period. So you end up having fortnightly calls. There ends up being access as well via like voice message throughout that timing in between, so we can really like hone in, figure out what it is that you want to work towards or what you want to change within self or anything like that, and just about like becoming unstuck within your life, simplifying the shit that's going on, and like being able to really move forward and like make massive impact and take massive action in moving towards that. So yeah, there's that. I'm also available for Reiki online or in person as well. And then I also have an event coming up on the 28th, which is like a women's dance circle kind of. So it's called the Embodied Goddess. And basically when I thought about it, I was like, man, it would be so cool to literally have like a night once a month where I could be like, let's go, like, just go out, have fun, but it is not in like a drinking like atmosphere, and you're able to go out, have fun with friends, feel in a safe environment, go shake your ass, and then be able to also like just release the shit that's actually been really just sitting there and feeling stagnant. And trauma is stored within our hips, or a lot of it is. So being able to like move and shake and like move all that through is so, so beneficial. So I love any good chance to dance to Shakira, if it is, if it needs to be. So that will definitely be on the playlist. But yeah, I'm so excited to be able to bring you more ideas and actionable tips, basically just for you to be able to step into a space that looks like you really living a life that's really intentional and really powerful, and being able to know that you're capable of achieving what you want to in the space of where you can. So yeah, I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening if you're still here on this, and there will be lots more content coming, so stay tuned.